This is an Enterprise Times podcast with Chris Wade, VP of Product for UK and Ireland. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Steve. Good to meet you.
Sage, obviously, late last year announced Sage Business Cloud. And we've heard today at the Sage sessions how it's almost a wrapper for the entire product portfolio, and you're building towards a complete integrated suite on that side. I've often compared Sage to trying to run a fleet of tankers all heading in slightly different directions. How is Sage Business Cloud going to bring that fleet in a more unified and controlled way?
I think it's a brilliant question. And I think if you look at the evolution of the business over the past few years, it has been all about putting that alignment. So making it from a collection of separate oil tankers to a fleet. I would say that's what Sage Business Cloud does. It puts that umbrella and wrapper and statement of intent around what it is that Sage is trying to do, and create a connection between the products that we have today, the customers that we have today, and the products that we will develop in future, and the customers that we'll bring to the franchise in future. And it allows us to use the assets that we've got in a way which then connect together much more sympathetically and work together more intrinsically. And my presentation at sessions this afternoon here will talk about managing growing pains. If you think about any business in the UK, worldwide, they really face any number of challenges. And where Sage can support them is by helping them adjust and adapt to increasing complexity. And that can be complexity of size, or it can be complexity of process. And the Sage Business Cloud is intended and will create a situation for a customer where Sage will grow with them. So rather than being forced to go through multiple discontinuities in their journey, the Sage Business Cloud will help make that experience much more smooth for them. You go from being at the very smallest enterprise, you're a one-man band, and then you take on your first employee, the Sage Business Cloud will grow with that. You go from being sub-VAT registered to then being VAT registered, Sage will grow with you through that process, all the way up then to the Enterprise Management Suite, where you branch out and you start trading internationally. Enterprise Management can grow with you and create that a more seamless transition from a single jurisdiction to multiple jurisdictions. That for me is the essence of what Sage Business Cloud does. It creates a fluid set of applications and services that a customer can choose from at the right time for them. And that means that the oil tankers, by design, have to be moving in the same direction. So they have to be evolving to be aware of the other ships in that fleet. And we will be defining where those things start and stop, and then helping customers understand which component parts of the Sage Business Cloud suit their particular needs at any given time in their journey. It talks very much, in my view, to the strategy of customers for life. So that doesn't mean a product for life, but it does mean that you can have a relationship with Sage that fits you as you need it to at that time.
At the moment, you've got a large number of solutions, and you've obviously brought a small set of those solutions into Sage Business Cloud. And they are the vertical solutions, the ERP, the accounting, the financials, the enterprise management. What are the horizontal solutions that you're looking to bring into it, and where are you in terms of the integration of things like analytics, which is one of those horizontal packages, into those different vertical areas?
You can't have everything at once, and so it's a case of phasing those and bringing those in. Enterprise management, data and analytics, for example, is a great example of where we're starting to bring those reporting capabilities to those enterprise class customers who often will have disparate data sets. They'll have legacy systems, and they may not want to lose the data and the richness that's contained in those systems. How do we create a platform that will interact with their historical solutions and also their go-forward solutions and allow them to bring that richness together? If you look at some of the acquisitions that we've made, I would characterize Sage People as an example, where that solves people science for certain types of customers, and we'll be looking at how that can grow out to then form that people-oriented component for different size customers. Other example would be the Compass acquisition that we made, where looking at an application of machine learning and deep analytical capability, how can that then be inserted at the right points in that Sage Business Cloud journey so that it delivers that as and when a customer needs to turn it on? So I think there are individual platform components building from outright services through different layers in terms of core applications. It will integrate with third parties. And I think probably the best example where we've made the most progress today is actually around payments and banking, where we are looking at the payments and banking cloud and connecting that to to payment types like Stripe or PayPal. And then through that integration, that's then available to multiple products at the same time underneath the Sage Business Cloud. So we build that integration once and then can deploy many times. And if you look then at application machine learning in that, for example, so transactions flow in through the payments and banking cloud, there are machine learning tools that look at those transactions and will work then with an individual end user's application to go, ah, that's a transaction from Steve. This is how you coded it last month. Do you just want us to do that again? So you'll start to see those component parts come to life in a much more consistent and coordinated way. And actually, the customer won't see some of that complexity. They won't buy banking cloud. But what they will get is that functionality appearing within the solution that they're using. I see that as how those will evolve.
You've mentioned a few partners, but apps in a sense, PayPal and Stripe there. Is the intent to build out the marketplace and introduce a far greater number of apps? And how are you going about doing that?
It absolutely is the case that that's the way to go. I think one of my colleagues, Robert, talks very much about the change in industry and the change of the pace of technology and what that means in the real world to you and I as individuals. And then you can see that crossover into businesses. I don't think Sage can be all things to all people. So we have to develop an ecosystem around our core applications, which allows Steve Brooks PLC potentially to connect out to specific applications and services that will help solve your specific business need. Every business is unique in some way, shape or form. Sage can provide a set of platform capabilities that will get you so far, but we know that, particularly in the enterprise space, no installation of a product is in isolation, so it must connect out to that range of third-party services. Sage, as an example, uses enterprise management to manage parts of its financial process, but we are not strong in expense management, so we've partnered with Certify, which works through enterprise management to provide that expense tracking capability to me as an employee, and we will in turn be providing that out to employees of our customers because they are very good at that. We're very good at the core enterprise management solution. The two coexist perfectly to solve a customer need. That is like the spirit of Sage Business Cloud, which is that interconnectedness, developing out the APIs, developing out the marketplaces around the core products so that a customer can grow and adapt and flex their complete solution set from us at the time that's right for them.
One of the other vertical applications that's currently missing from Sage Business Cloud, but I believe is going to be coming into it, is Sage Intacct, the acquisition made last year. There was an announcement made, I think, in the last quarter results about how it will be, actually it was the analyst day, it will be localized for autumn this year. How are you preparing to launch that on the UK market?
If you look at the Sage Business Cloud, I think what Sage Intacct provides is a highly capable solution for certain parts of the market. So I think to use the conversation we're having before about the fleet of oil tankers, Sage Intacct for me is a key component part of that fleet that allows us to serve certain vertical industries and businesses of certain sizes in there as a first instance, and we'll grow out from there as the portfolio grows. So I see it sitting in that Sage Business Cloud graduation journey in a space between the financials product and the enterprise management product, because it has depth of functionality in certain verticals that those two products don't do, and it has a price performance ratio, if you will, that allows customers of that scale to capitalize from it. It's very much about then extending Sage Business Cloud as a global entity as well, where we pull those collective assets into specific local markets to serve specific needs.
Switching it up a little, you've been at Sage for 14 years, I believe. How have you seen the company change over those 14 years? Because that's quite a long time to be in a company.
Yeah, so it's changed very dramatically. And if you think about it, I think it's characterized by the people who lead it. I worked very closely with Paul Walker when he was CEO. I've worked with Guy in his time before Stephen joined, and I've seen Stephen change the nature of the company. When Paul ran it, it was a highly regionally focused operation, so very much almost like a franchise of companies who happen to be called Sage. One end of an extreme, if you will. And what Stephen's doing, I think rightly, is identifying areas where there are shared services that should be the same globally. So Sage Business Cloud is like the product and of appearance of that. But certainly when I was part of the UK operation, we used to have all the different supporting functions in those countries. And Stephen's created a situation where they are now centralised functions that then provide support to the go-to-market elements that are in country. It's a journey, it's a transition, which is, I think, continuing. You know, Stephen said the transformation is complete at the last results announcement. It's now about seeing that acceleration come from that transformation so that we are making the best of, for example, the Sage Intacct acquisition and bringing that to market in a consistent way in the countries that it can serve.
We've talked about the intent of Sage Business Cloud. It's how I see it as much an unfinished jigsaw rather than a completed picture. There are also a lot of legacy products that Sage has. How are you trying to approach that challenge of moving those customers on those legacy products into the modern Sage product portfolio? Because it is a burden in terms of compliance development costs for Sage to keep those systems still working and running, which you have to for your legacy customers.
The migration and the graduation journeys that exist within Sage Business Cloud are actually, it was a really good illustration, which is the Sage 50 product in the UK. One of the original products that the group had, you know, when it started in 1981, now in its latest iteration is Sage 50 Cloud. What we're doing there is connecting that to cloud-based applications so that a customer can not throw away any of the investment that they've made in the product or the training of their people or the connection to specific third-party apps that they may have built themselves or reporting functionality. We're looking at extending that with then common components that form part of the Sage Business Cloud so they can take an intermediate step between a pure desktop product that doesn't really acknowledge the existence of anything around in the ecosystem to a pure cloud product, which is obviously highly aware of the connected nature of the world from there. The connected cloud products form that intermediate step between them. And then there'll be products which we work with our partners and with customers to look at how can we best address their needs in those future-oriented products and have a conversation with them about taking advantage of some of that capability. But it's very much about evolving those at the pace of the customer.
And that intent is, I assume, to move a Sage 50C customer to a what used to be called Sage 1, but is now called Sage Business Cloud Accounting, over the long term.
Not necessarily. Sage Business Cloud has the accounting components, the financial components, before you move into Intacct and then enterprise management above that. Sage 50 Cloud, obviously, a very capable product. And a customer in that may choose any one of a number of destination products depending on what their need is. If they have those simpler needs or they can move their core accounting capability to the cloud, then they'll look at accounting as a suitable migration path for them. They may look at financials, which brings in that flexibility of the multi-dimensional reporting, the capability of the force.com platform and the APIs that brings in, the connection of third-party systems around that. So it will be about having the conversation with that customer and understanding what it is that they want their system to do. It's not about you are on product A today and therefore you will be on product B in future. Product A will probably continue for a number of years yet as they continue to evolve and grow those hybrid components. And then it's about understanding what is it that customer wants to do. Is financials the right product for them? Is it accounting? How do those products grow and evolve over time? Those things will continue to change. I was thinking about this earlier. There's no technology in the world that I think I would describe as finished. And likewise, Sage Business Cloud isn't finished because it never will be. It will continue to grow and shift and evolve, and the levels and the balance between different pieces will continue to grow and shift and evolve. And that means that a customer at any given point will have those options open to them. I choose to imagine that as a virtue, not confusion or complexity. And it's about Sage then being able to have that conversation with the customer and say, as a trusted advisor to you, this is a solution that we think is right for you at this time.
Does Sage have any plans in terms of that sunsetting of any applications at the moment? Is there a thought pattern in terms of how many years looking into the future, or is that a decision that's being put off completely at the moment?
No, it's not being put off completely. I think there's no firm time frames around any of those products because we know that I've spoken to Sage 1000 customers who say the emergence of enterprise management has given us like a 10-year horizon of time to consider what they're going to move because they're not decisions or processes that can be taken in a specified time frame. It's not for us to define what customers will choose to do. What we do, as you rightly call out, there is cost behind any of these products, and it's about understanding how we support the journey of a customer from a product that potentially has less future life in it than some of the other ones that they can then move to as an alternative, and working with partners to understand how can you take a group of customers from product A to product B. There's no firm timelines among it, but like any public business, we continue to assess what's the right balance of resources that we should have behind any product or group of products and make those decisions accordingly. But Sage Business Cloud, I think, gives a customer that framework to understand what their journey could look like with Sage. Whereas before, you were right, it was individual oil tankers with no bridge between them.
In terms of enterprise management, we've heard today around how Sage are looking to develop more verticals in that area. But no verticals were specifically mentioned, so I assume you've not got the product ready yet. But which verticals are you actually looking at?
Enterprise management is very strong in discrete and process manufacturing today, warehousing and distribution. I think construction is one that's been identified globally as something that we should be looking to expand into. And I think then it's a case of, okay, how do we optimize our capability across those five industries? And then it fits with the portfolio. So we talked about Sage Intacct earlier. That has a role to play, a very strong role to play in the professional services function. It's not necessarily about evolving all products to be all things. It's about evolving the portfolio to address the needs of customers across the market as much as we can.
If I was going to go into a startup, a cleaning company and a manufacturer and build cleaning products, I wouldn't brand them as a vacuum cleaner. But that's kind of what Sage has done, in the sense that enterprise management is such a generic term. It's not a brand name. It doesn't emote with anybody. Yes, it describes what it does, and there is value in that, and I can see that. But as a brand, it must be very hard as a product marketing person.
As a brand name, Sage X3, or ERP X3 as it was known, or its various iterations before that, were no more descriptive of what the solution did either for a customer. In my view, the descriptive naming means that customer can look at it and understand what it is that we can do for them. Yes, I agree, it doesn't get into the detail of what that product then does, but it does describe the concept of what we're trying to convey. It gives us then that journey from accounting to financials to full enterprise management. It talks about the journey as well as any of the individual point solutions in there.
Thank you very much, Chris.
You're welcome. Thank you.